Okay, Rabbi Isai, I saw yesterday, interesting, before we go with halachas, I just want to mention something which is relating to our halachas, which I felt was very, very nice. I saw yesterday, there's a sefer written by Reb Shimon Schwab. Zichroni Livracha was the Rav of the Yekish Kehillah in Washington Heights. He was a very, very choshev Rav, and in his days, in the 1980s, he was one of the most prominent, Rabbonim, real Rav, in America, very, very well known. He came from the Yekish upbringing, Yekish Mesorah, Yekish Chinuch, and he became one of the very prominent Rabbonim in America. And he gave shurim in his last years of his life, he gave shurim on the tefillah. And these were just after he was nifta, in the mid-1990s, I think, or perhaps late 1990s, the sefer was published, and that's a sefer on it's called Ilum Tefillah, and that's a sefer on his shurim. Ah, oh, has it really? Yes. Ah, I didn't know that. Towards the end. Shmuel, I didn't know it was translated. Ah. That's so interesting. I didn't know what's that. So there is something really nice. At the beginning, there is the son, I believe, writes, it's just an introductory, just the first page. And he says that his father wrote a letter to a Yid in the Kehillah, who there in Washington Heights, I suppose the Yekka. And he writes in his letter, he writes, when this old Yid was Nifta, so Reb Shimon Schwab writes a letter to the family. And he says, I know you're sitting Sheva over your father, who was just Nifta. And I want to tell you that there was nobody in the whole world that was jealous. I was not Mekana anybody besides him. Why was I not Mekana? Because there was one person that was Mekana, that was him. Because he davened not far from me. And I could see the way he was davening, Pesukah Dezimah, the way he was davening. And he would say every single word. And during Shemon Esrei, he would have tears and he would daven properly. And sometimes me, Reb Shimon Schwab says, because I'm very busy and I'm very told, and sometimes I'm unable to fully concentrate on the Perish HaMeles, on the words. I'm unable to fully focus and concentrate. There's only one person that I'm jealous of, and that was him. I think it's so nice because that shows aspirations. You know, Reb Shimon Schwab had seen all the richest people in the Kehillahs and all the important people, the leaders and everything. Everything he had seen, he wasn't jealous of any of them. There was no jealousy, no kinna to wealth and to financial and wealth. He wasn't jealous of them. He wasn't jealous of fame. He wasn't jealous. But he was jealous of one Poshut Yid. Poshut Yid was able to focus and concentrate and daven beautifully. And that was his. I think it's a fascinating story that tells us. It's a really beautiful story. Yeah, it's such a nice story. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we are up to Seif Gimel in Simon Nun Aleph, and the halacha is as follows. No, sorry, in Nun Aleph Aleph. Omri Boch Sha'amah Koidem Pesukah Dezimba Vishtabach Lachayim. There is a halacha that there is a takona here. They Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla, when they established Pesukah Dezimba. When they established Pesukah Dezimah, so they established it in a way that there's a halacha that we have to say Pesukah Dezimah. And the way it's been established and arranged is that you say a bracha beforehand, which is Baruch Sha'amah, and you say a bracha afterwards, which is Ishtabach. So it's enwrapped in two brachas. Pesukah Dezimah come between two brachas. In fact, you all know, we're going to see that later. We're going to see that soon. You can't say Baruch Sha'amah and Ishtabach without Pesukah Dezimah in the middle. It's a sandwich is the wrong word. It's pardon?
Package.
A package, that's it. You gotta say Baruch Shem at the beginning, Pesukah Dezimah.
But you could say that
it is
like for food.
Yeah, it is. In many ways it is. Absolutely. Absolutely. A person would not be allowed to say Baruch Shem and then straight go for his late, for instance. We're gonna see the lochs. Person runs late. And he says Baruch Sha'amah, and he wants to say great to Yishtabach. You can't do that. You have to say at the very, very least, you have to say Asher in between. So we're going to. That's the way Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla established it. Mishnah Bosef Cotton Aleph.
Where does Baruch Sha'amah come from?
Pardon?
Baruch Sha'amah. You know where he's coming from.
No. That Mishnah Bosef is going to tell us now. Yeah. Where does he come from? From there. Absolutely. Mishnah Bosef Cotton Aleph. Baruch Sha'amah.
That's where we're standing up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. That's right. Mishnah says, "Baruch Shemach Shevach Zeh Tiknu Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla." This praise was established with the Anshei Knesset HaGedoyla al yidei through Piska the Nofal Min Shemayo. How should you say Piska? A
petek.
How do you say a petek? A note. No. You know, it's like a note, like a petek, a written note. Shenof al mishamayim, which fell from Shemaim. Unbelievable. It was suddenly they were, Amshik and Zakdola was, you know, they were walking around, and suddenly the pesek falling from Shemaim. And what is he saying it? That's what it was written in it. So it comes really from Shemaim. Which other tefillah do we have which comes from Shemaim? Don't think any. The Kosev Boy, the Yesh Boy pays Zayin Tevois. There is 87 letters in it. The Simonoi, and its simon is Roishoy Kesem Paz, gold. Gold, paz is gold. Rotzalema roish atfilah, the beginning of tefillah. Hubirkas shall paz tevois. The beginning of our tefillah is 87 paz gold tevois letters. Al keni ligoya v'leoyisiv al pezayin tevois. Therefore, don't add and don't take away any words. Don't. That's the way Boch Shama is. That's the way it is. The pesek fell from Shemaim. The Anshik Nesak Doyle found it. And I imagine you walk on the street and suddenly, whoops! I once tried to search a little bit more about this because all we know is what Mishnah Berurah tells us. And I'm trying to find out a little bit more about it. What was this chos? When did it fall? Why did it fall? What's the background? I couldn't find anything about it. Anybody just go further knowledge about it. I'm trying to find out more. I know just as much as it says over here. Now, Breshkam, I'm so close to
Bavish, but
yeah. Okay, so we should count.
Yeah,
they do hide you first. Yeah. No,
maybe the
Hasidic answer,
I mistook it for a parking ticket.
That's right. Therefore, we've got to stand. Even if you're on your own, not but Zibo, you must stand during Baruch Shama. You hold both tzitzis in front. You hold both tzitzis in front. And after you kiss them. So that's the background of Baruch Shama. It is very interesting. Some don't have the meaning of the tzitzis in front. Mishavu does mention it. That one should hold the tzitzis in the front. It is interesting that it's something else which is not mentioned here, and it is not by mistake. What is not mentioned here? Pardon? Oh, very good. That's exactly what I was asking. That's it. There's something not mentioned, which is Mizmor Shechanukas Abayis. We all tend to say before Baruch Shama. Remember, we're before Simen Nun, yeah? Simen Mem Tes, Simen Mem Ches, before we learn. Pardon? So I want to. No. So let's before what we had all the Birkas Shachar. We had then with the last Memches and Memtes told us about Pashtomit, the Korbanos, and we spoke about Yud Gimel Midas, Bresle Bishmuel, and then we go straight to Baruch Shama. Why so? So Baruch Shama is a new part of davening. Pesukah Dezimra. Baruch Shama starts with the new part. So you're right, that Mizmor Shir really is not part of Pesukah Dezimra. But that is not the reason why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it because, I'm going to say something very controversial. Shall I switch this off? I think that the reason why Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it is because he didn't say it.
What's a new thing?
Yeah. So if you look in the new, if you look in the old Sidurim and you look in the Yekish Sidurim, you will not find Mizmor Shir Chanukas Abayis. It's about 400 years old. It's about 300 or 400 years old. It's Alpi Kabbalah, and it comes from the Beis Medrash of the Mekubalim of the Arizal, and it's been well acknowledged and accepted everywhere. But it is fairly in context. It's a fairly new thing. But if you look at this story over 300 years ago, you will not find Mizmor Shir Chanukas Abayis. Now, it could be the Mishnah Berurah did say it. I'm exaggerating, but as far as halacha is concerned, it's something which is fairly recent.
How could they have something new?
Good question. That's why. That's very good. So the answer to your question is that we have seen previously, Mishnah Berurah holds that anything which is al pi kabbalah, which does not contradict. Do you remember that? Everything which is al pi kabbalah, which does not contradict anything, do it. Doesn't bother anyone. Same as Mashiach. Doesn't bother anyone. If it doesn't disturb and doesn't contradict, there's nothing wrong in adding. You say it?
We don't say the first
Pasuk. We don't
say. Yeah, but you say things like Kabbalah. You say things like Kabbalah.
Yeah, Romimcha.
Oh, very good. But you do say it. Very, very nice.
It's like a Pesach for Ramadan, right? Because
Beautiful. That is, that's very, very good. That's why the Mekubalim say it. That's probably where it comes from. That's why it probably came from. That's why the Arizal felt it makes sense to say it. It's a Pekabola, it's a very choshev thing. I didn't understand that the explain of Pekabola, why something on those lines where you're saying why it's a choshev addition and why it's intrinsic and why we've got to speak about
Which relates to
Mizrach, yeah, Chanukah's advice, yeah. So that's probably where it comes from. That's why it's been established and included in the Tefillah. However, I'm explaining the Mishnah Berurah why it doesn't mention it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, and that's why in the Ekish Shesudim you will not find it.
So if you're running late, definitely you can
probably in terms of priorities of skipping. I would argue that it's probably something one should come towards the top of the list if one has to skip. Yes. Yeah.
Then,
correct.
Then it takes less time to send this
yeah, so...
If you're saying Rosh Hashanah and then Yishtabach, and you can't have time to say all the bits in between...
Yeah, so we'll be learning what you have to... We're going to be learning what needs to be prioritized. We're going to see. That's going to be halachas later. What has... Pardon? I think they do, yeah. I don't know what stage they say it, because they say Hoidu after Baruch Shem Atzeh. I don't know what stage they say, but they do say it. I don't know. Is Nisuch Sfad over here? Anybody? Any Nisuch Sfad? Right, I don't know when they say it. Do you have Nisuch Chabad? When do they say it?
I think
it's Baruch Shem Atzeh. When do you say Miz Moshiach? Is it before Baruch Shem Atzeh?
Before.
Let's have a look. Where does it show up? It's that's yeah, it's a hoidu before Baruch Shama, right? So they stop no, sukkazim, it's just hoidu.
Yes. He did nefesh, they got.
Yeah.
He did nefesh?
I don't know.
All sorts of
nefesh.
Yeah, all sorts of.
Okay, so.
It's like Shabbos morning. We're talking about Yid nefesh. We get the chalas out as well. It
must be somewhere later, I suppose.
Very beautiful, I have to say, but
it's very long, isn't it? It's not in here.
Maybe later, maybe before Baruch Shama. Maybe before Baruch Shama, let's have a look.
Then,
yeah, maybe here. Yeah, they say before Baruch Shama. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, after Hoidu, it comes Miz Mashiach, and then afterwards Hashem Melech, Hashem Elon Atzach, and then afterwards they're going to say, and after they say Baruch Shama. So they do say it, yeah.
It is.
Because it's
why do they move
I don't know what historically the reason for that is, but it is.
Can they be Mafsik? Because they haven't said the Baruch Shama.
Probably, yes.
There's not really
probably yes. Zimmer, no probably yeah. No, because the reason of being not being mafsik is not about in the Pesukah Zimmer. It's between. Yeah, no, you're not allowed to interrupt between the brachas.
Yeah, but surely it makes sense.
Yeah,
the
brach
at the beginning.
Yeah, I hear. I would argue there probably isn't such a restriction, but yeah. Okay, Abba Yisai, see, based on what it seems, Siyem Baruch Shama Kodim Shesiyem Achazen Oyne Achav Omein. There's a lot of saying Omein. You do say Omein. If the Chazen says Baruch Shama. And you finish before him. Yeah, you're not allowed to say Amen on your own bracha. Yeah, you don't say Amen on your own bracha. What happens if the chazan finishes after you? You say Baruch Shama. How does Baruch Shama finish? Okay. Now, if you finish the same second than the chazan, do you say Amen?
Yes.
Same second than the chazan, you don't, because you can't say Amen of something which appears after your own bracha. You can't.
It's a hefzik, right?
But no, so there is no. So the answer is no, it's not a hefzik, it's fine. You can say Amen between the paragraphs during Pesukah
Zimra. Surely you have to start the mitzvah.
Pardon?
Surely the
mitzvah. Aha, yeah, but it's fine. You're allowed to say Amen. Okay, there's going to be more discussion about when you're allowed to interrupt, what you're allowed to interrupt for. And these are interesting. Aloch is very, very relevant. Do you say Amen Yishmerabo in the middle of Pesukah Zimra? Do you say? Do you say what about the Bochu? You're allowed to answer Bochu in the middle of Pesukah Zimra. Are you allowed to say Hashiyot in the middle of Pesukah Zimra? All these and more will be discussed in Mitzvah over the next few shiur. I wish you a very good evening.